DeepEnglish.com.
International Bromance.
Active Speaking, Part C. On the long flight to China, a sleeping Matt was awakened by a tap on the shoulder. It was a young Chinese woman. Was the flight to China short or long? It was a long flight. Did Matt sleep on the flight? Yes, he slept on the flight. Was he awakened by a tap on the head? No, he was awakened by a tap on the shoulder. Who woke him up? A young Chinese woman woke him up. She handed him a handwritten letter and disappeared to the back of the plane. She wrote that she was a fan and wanted to become his friend. What did the Chinese woman hand Matt? She handed him a handwritten letter. Was she a fan of his? Yes, she was a new fan of his. What did she want? She wanted to become his friend. She said she was waiting for him at the back of the plane. She signed the letter, "Your Chinese fan." Where did she say she was waiting for Matt? She said she was waiting for Matt at the back of the plane. When Matt gets off the plane in Weizhou, he's mobbed by photographers and fans. Does Matt get off the plane in Guangzhou? No, he gets off the plane in Weizhou. What happens when Matt gets off the plane? He's mobbed by photographers and fans. In the midst of all the flashbulbs and screams of delight, he sees Brother Orange waiting for him with a big smile and a large bouquet of flowers. Is Brother Orange waiting for Matt with a frown and a baseball bat? No, of course not. Brother Orange is waiting for Matt with a big smile and a large bouquet of flowers. They both get rushed into a waiting car with Brother Orange's face on it. Is Matt's face on the waiting car? No, Brother Orange's face is on it. Why do you think the car had Brother Orange's face on it? Inside, Brother Orange returns Matt's old iPhone to him. Matt recognizes the small dent in the side that he made one time when he dropped it over a year ago. What does Brother Orange return to Matt inside the car? He returns Matt's old iPhone. And how does Matt know it is the same iPhone that was stolen over a year ago? Matt recognizes the small dent in the side that he made one time when he dropped it over a year ago. Matt doesn't speak Chinese, nor does Brother Orange speak English, so both men communicate through an interpreter. Matt speaks Chinese, doesn't he? No, he doesn't speak Chinese. And Brother Orange speaks English, right? No, Brother Orange does not speak any English. How do both men communicate? They communicate through an interpreter. The first topic of conversation was, you guessed it, the iPhone. Was the first topic of conversation the long flight to China? Nope, the first topic of conversation was Matt's stolen iPhone. Matt learns that his iPhone was shipped from New York to Hong Kong, where it soon ended up in a large second-hand cell phone market in Shenzhen, just across the border in southern China. Was Matt's iPhone shipped to Hong Kong? Yes, it was shipped to Hong Kong. Where did it go after that? It ended up in a large second-hand cell phone market in Shenzhen. Where is Shenzhen? It's just across the border from Hong Kong in southern China. It is there where Brother Orange's nephew bought the iPhone as a gift for his uncle. Who gave Brother Orange the phone? His nephew bought the iPhone in Shenzhen and gave it to him as a gift. Have you ever received a phone as a gift? And although Brother Orange received the phone in August, it wasn't until January of 2015 that the photos began showing up on Matt's new phone. When did the photos begin showing up on Matt's new phone? They began showing up in January of 2015. Also, photos Matt had been taking on his new iPhone were showing up on Brother Orange's phone. He just kept deleting them, not knowing how to stop them. Did Brother Orange keep all of Matt's photos that were showing up on his phone? No, he just kept deleting them. He didn't keep them. Would you have kept them or deleted them? The days that followed were surreal. Both men were treated like celebrities. Were the days that followed ordinary? No, the days that followed were surreal, like a dream. Were the men treated like ordinary people? No, they weren't. They were treated like celebrities. Everywhere they went, they were followed by fans, reporters, and cameras. Who were they followed by everywhere they went? They were followed by fans, reporters, and cameras. They visited Brother Orange's restaurant, where Matt got to meet his new friend's family. They even took selfies in front of the exact same orange tree from the mysterious photos that originally appeared on Matt's iPhone. What kind of photos did the men take? They took selfies. And where did they take those selfies? They took those selfies in front of the exact same orange tree from the mysterious photos that originally appeared on Matt's iPhone. And with the TV cameras rolling, they also planted a ceremonial orange tree together, symbolizing Chinese-American friendship. Did the men plant a ceremonial cherry tree, symbolizing Japanese-American friendship? No, they planted a ceremonial orange tree together, symbolizing Chinese-American friendship. Do you think that was a good idea?